Good morning. In the East, the Orthodox Church traditionally celebrates the resurrection every Sunday and greet each other with the greeting we have used previously. And so we're going to greet each other again. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. According to the Easter package, Jesus was crucified, buried, and he was resurrected by God on the third day. He has been raised. He is not here. See the place they laid him. He is going ahead of you to Galilee, says the messenger of God. Now, this morning I have few questions for all God's children aged between 0 and 120. How many of you believe that God has no grandchildren? Oh, only Avika. Thank you. Remember, God has no grandchildren. No nieces or nephews. God has only got children. So this morning, my first question is, what is Easter celebration all about? A, chocolate Easter eggs. Raise your hand if you believe it's A. What about B, Easter egg hunt? C, empty tomb. Thank you. D, risen Christ Jesus. Thank you. E, all of the above. Thank you, Jackie. And none of the above. Yes, it's about Jesus. It is God's stamp of approval of his active resurrection of a new, immortal, glorious, and eternal body from the darkness of the tomb out of nothing. Second question. What is the vital event of the Easter story? A, the crucifixion. Thank you. B, the burial. Thank you. C, the empty tomb. Thank you. D, the resurrection. Thank you. E, all of above. Oh, there are a lot of believers. Thank you. F, none of the above. The resurrection explains and validates the cross. In the essence of the resurrection, the living Christ willingly saves and lives in all who come to him. Final question. Why does the resurrection matter? A. Is the greatest and most important event in the history of the world. Thank you. B. It still has significant impact in our current lives. Thank you. C. In it, the power of God is displayed to the whole world. Thank you. D. It directly affects all of our lives, past, present, and future. Thank you. E. All of the above. Oh, yes. Thank you. F. None of the above. Okay. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just central to all of human history, but also a pivotal event in each of our personal lives. It can be seen to happen in our everydayness of life. Now, many things have become part of our Easter celebration. When we look up here, we can see flowers, shiny marbles, lit candles, and you can't see, but behind the pulpit here, some Easter eggs. Easter egg is one of the many things we think of during Easter. Have you ever wondered why egg is often used to represent Easter? All those who think it's yes, they've wondered, can you raise your hands? Oh, we've got a lot of. Anybody who have never wondered or thought about it? No? Yes. We have wondered why egg is often used to represent Easter. Because things like eggs symbolize new life. When a mother hen sits on her eggs for a few weeks, the egg begins to crack open. A new baby chick comes out. This egg means new life. It reminds us that there is life inside that can come out. Well, I don't know about many of you, but I find it extremely disappointing when I open a chocolate Easter egg and it's empty. Well, it's an empty chocolate Easter egg might be disappointing. An empty tomb is amazing. However, the empty Easter egg is a symbol of the empty tomb. Like the chick hatching from the egg with life, it is a reminder that just as Jesus was raised to life eternal, Christians will also have eternal life. Knowing that in his death we have freedom from sin, and in his resurrection we have new life in Jesus, is a lot more exciting than chicken eggs, chocolate Easter eggs, and Easter egg hunt. However, the children answered the question very well. So we've got Saint Aaron here, who is very kindly going to go around and do a saintly thing for the children. So Aaron is coming to come around to reward all the children with Easter eggs and sweets, while the adults pay a particular attention to me. The good news of the resurrection is the hope of new life that it brings. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives Christians a living hope, because Christ is the bringer of life and the bringer of hope. Christ is our bringer of life. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. Christ now lives in each one of us, so we receive new life and new power. The resurrection of Jesus Christ affects our present lives at this exact point. The resurrection of Jesus simply does not allow us to go along with our lives in a business as usual mode of being. No, sir. This means the Christian life is not trying in our own strength to follow some rules or regulations, but rather it is our being transformed by the power of the living Christ who lives in us. Christ is calling us to come and live in the resurrection now, to believe it, and to understand ourselves anew in the resurrection. In order for Christians to enjoy the resurrected life in Christ, we must learn to live in that place, not just of the awareness of Jesus' resurrection, but aware of our own. We must live in the resurrection now, the new world made possible by God's power, to recreate the world, and this is actually actively at work in us, changing us, restoring his kingdom in us, and calling us to help Jesus restore the world. This is the resurrection call, the call to take on the mission that is sent us on. With the power of the risen Christ working those things into reality within us. Now, this is our witness to the world, and this is our resurrection story. As the bringer of our hope, the resurrection of Christ is pivot to the Christian faith. It is our risen hope, because in resurrection, there's hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity. Let us first look at hope for today. I will illustrate this with a story. One hot summer day, a father and his son went out for a drive in the country with the car windows open. Suddenly, the son started screaming in his seat. A bee has just flown inside the car through the open window. Now, this boy is allergic to bee sting. In fact, even one sting could send the boy into coma. As the boy was flapping his arms around, the father quickly pulled over to the side of the road, then calmly reached over and held the boy's arms down. Then he himself caught the bee. The bee promptly stung the father, who threw the bee out of the window. The loving father reached over and held his inconsolable son and assured him with a whisper in his ears, "It is okay. It won't hurt you now. I took the sting for you." Jesus is whispering to each one of us here this morning that in resurrection, he has taken the sting for us and instead giving us new life. This resurrection assurance gives us hope for today. Let's look at hope for tomorrow. The late millionaire Eugene Lang was once invited to speak to a class of sixth graders at a school in East Harlem, New York. Looking at the class of 59 students, Mr. Lang immediately felt out of place. He wondered how his written speech could get the predominantly black and Hispanic students even to look at him, left alone to inspire this group of students, most of whom would drop out of school. Disregarding his note, he spoke to them from his heart. "Stay in school," he admonished, "and I'll help you pay college tuition for every one of you so that you can achieve your dream." At that moment, the lives of these students changed. For the first time, they have hope for tomorrow. Nearly 90% of that class went on to graduate from high school to college. Once the disciples came to know the resurrection for sure, then it was the same message of resurrection they wanted to tell the whole world. Everything about Jesus' disciples changed when they accepted the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They had now hope for tomorrow. A renewed hope to face life. So do we. And God will use us mightily in the resurrection message, just as he used the disciples. Let's look at hope for eternity. The resurrection of Jesus authenticates hope beyond our death. According to the testimony of 1 John 5, the resurrection is our hope for eternity, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in Christ Jesus. Whoever has Christ has life. And this testimony is for us who believe in the name of Jesus, so that we may know we have eternal life. My question is this resurrection story true in our Christian life today? Regardless of who we are, what we have done or left undone, I strongly believe the resurrection story that was true yesterday is also true this morning, and it will be true tomorrow. Jesus' resurrection is still freeing us and our loved ones. The resurrection promise to each one of us this morning is that God never leaves anyone in the darkness of the tomb. The large stones of our lives are being rolled back. Our tombs are being emptied. And the messenger is still proclaiming the good news. He has been raised. He is not here. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. God's truth about our life are the signs of Easter truth and resurrection reality. Christ's resurrection is a life to be lived, because Easter is about our new life. That means that today is the beginning of the story of our new life. Jesus is going ahead of us, says the messenger. He is going ahead of us, rolling back stones, emptying the tombs, preparing new places, and calling forth life. Every cross in our life is flowering with new life. Every tomb in our lives is becoming a womb of new birth. And every darkness is being overcome by new light. This morning, the fulfillment of these Easter Sunday promises are happening in the Galilee of our lives right now. In Horsham and the Holbrook Parish. In the familiar places of our lives and the usual relationship. And in the ordinary circumstances. Easter is happening in our everydayness of life. The question is, what will we do with our new and precious life? Each one of us has to talk to God right now. He has been raised. He is not here. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. I have come to the end of what I want to say to you. But let me give Jesus an opportunity to speak uniquely into our life. This is what he once said, and I believe he is saying the same truth to each one of us this morning. As you quietened your heart to listen to God, I invite Reverend Richard to come and proclaim God's truth into the life of the church.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The words that are there on the screen were the words spoken by Jesus to Martha. Lazarus had died and was in the tomb. Martha thought that was it. But Jesus said, "In me there is new life." These words that were spoken to Lazarus, spoken to Martha, which then were seen in Lazarus coming to life, are words which are prophetic, because they spoke forward of what Christ does for each of us when we embrace his offer of salvation. I'm going to invite you this morning to hear these words and then just for a moment to stop and to reflect and to respond, and then I'll wrap it up with a prayer. But hear these words for you. I believe with Elizabeth they're being spoken by the Lord to you this morning. Will you hear them? I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?